Welcome everyone, this is the Freedom Life Forex Talk. We make you ready for the success you deserve in trading. My name is Julian, I'm 20 years old, I come from Germany, and I'm answering your questions here. Episode 7 of the Freedom Life Forex Talk. Welcome back, everyone. I'm a type of person who needs to have clear rules, guidance, and a plan. I think that everything in the world can be solved with ease if you have a clear vision, an idea of what you want to achieve, and you put all of this into a clear plan. And that's what I want to give you today. Today, I want to give you a clear trading plan, and that for everyone who's trading with less than $1,000. Of course, you can also apply that to your higher trading account, but I want to focus on that number because a lot of people cannot start with more or don't want to start with more or just want to give it a try. And that's exactly what I want to give you today, because it's possible to trade with a small money account and compound it up to something big. You just need a good plan and you need to stick to it. So think of it like a house you want to build with your family or with your girlfriend or whatever. Before you can build a good house, you need a blueprint. You decide what material to use, how big your house is, and so on and on and on. It's the same thing for your trading account. You need to make a blueprint on how big your account should be in the future and how much money you want to risk per trade and how to manage each and every position and so on and on and on. And that's what I want to give you today. Beside that, I also want to give you an idea how you can do that for yourself individually, okay? So let's start with the fundament, okay? We will do this blueprint with exactly $1,000. But of course, you can change and adapt these numbers as much as you want to and need to, because every person, every situation is individual. I would strongly recommend you to stick to a risk between 1 and 4% per trade. So with $1,000, there would be 10 to 40 euros per trade that you risk. This number should be based on your win rate. I've talked about that in episode 4. If you have a win rate of 80% plus, then you can easily trade with 4% risk, okay? Because in this case, you have a good and reliable strategy. But I also said that 1 or 2 months of win rate is not enough. You need to have a constant win rate of 80% plus for 1 or 2 years in a row. Then you have a good, reliable strategy. Everything under 80% is still okay, but you should take care of lower risk to avoid large drawdowns and huge losses. There's a huge part of work for you, okay? Because I'll not just give you a strategy with 80% win rate. I cannot do that, okay? You need to find that for yourself, because as I said, everything is individually. A strategy that works for me might not work for you. And I'm not saying that because I have the holy grail. I don't want to give you that. It's not true. My strategy might not fit to you, and your strategy might not fit to me, because we have different personalities. We look at different things and we have different visions for certain things. Okay. So now comes a huge part of work for you, because you need to backtest and forward test a strategy for at least 1 year to find out if it's a good and reliable strategy. There's no shortcut for this. There's no shortcut for this if you want to be an independent good trader. You need to do that. You can do this on a demo account. You can do that with real money. Of course, if you have a lack of money, a demo account would be recommended. A real money trading account is serious business. Your rules stay the same. The trades stay the same, but the emotions are in another universe. I know that everyone is saying that, and honestly, in the beginning, I really didn't want to believe that. I really, really didn't want to believe that at first, because I was like, yeah, it's real money, okay, you can lose real money, but how bad can it be? It can be really bad, It's really true. Your emotions matter the most in this business. If you cannot control your emotions, then you will also not follow your plan. And if you don't follow your plan, you will start to lose money. And the more money you lose, the more emotional you become, the more money you will lose. So if people ask me, what's the best book about trading? Or like, what's the best podcast or YouTube or whatever about trading? I tell them that the best things are about mindset and discipline. These are the key factors for success in trading. Everyone can make rules and strategies. Everyone can say, hey, I risk 2% per trade. Everyone can do that. But not a lot of people can have a strong mental. Not a lot of people can have that, okay? If you don't believe me, make a real trading account. Start real trading with the money you have right now. And let's see how confident you are then with your strategy. So I want you to take a piece of paper now and write down the exact number of money you want to have and the exact date when you want to have it. Under it, you write down how much you have right now to start trading, how much you will risk between 1% and 4%, and how good your win rate is, and how many trades you do per month. But now comes the most important part of this blueprint, okay? I want you to write down that you will not withdraw money till you reach 12,000 euros or more. In the meanwhile, you will constantly lower your risk, and after 12,000 or more, you only withdraw 20% of your profits every month. You will keep the other 80% and just compound it. So your account will still grow and you have money to live off. Stick to this blueprint, follow these rules, and if necessary, stick the blueprint on your table. Read it every day and every time when you want to trade. And one more word to discipline. If you can't even make your bed in the morning or get up early, how do you want to stick to your rules?